The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Monday morning, as we get closer to a real bona fide presidential campaign, as the candidates line up, one of the big questions facing them is going to be, what should our role in the support of Ukraine be? And a couple of the Republican candidates, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, who's not even a candidate yet, saying, you know, we perhaps ought to slow down our support of Ukraine. Joining us right now to take a look at this question and the response to it is ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. And yes, there's a deepening split in Republican ranks over this question. Ron DeSantis upped the ante. You say he hasn't announced his candidacy yet, but he spoke at the Reagan Library in California recently, clearly is making moves toward running for the Republican nomination. And in answer to questions from Tucker Carlson, the Fox News anchor, he made some very strong statements. He said that supporting Ukraine was not in America's vital interest, and he described it as a territorial dispute. Now, that's in line with a lot of what Donald Trump is saying. It's in line with a lot of what Tucker Carlson is saying, and you've got to see Tucker Carlson as one of the more important power brokers in Republican politics today. And that is in line also with some polling data. I mean, the Pew Research Center, for instance, asked the question a year ago, are we giving too much aid to Ukraine? Well, among Republicans, only 9% said that a year ago. Today, 40% say that. And there are other ways in which you can ask that question too, Paul. So, but on the other side, you had a very interesting op-ed page piece. Here's DeSantis, the young governor of Florida. And then you've got Chris Sununu, who's the young governor of New Hampshire, two of the rising stars in the Republican Party. And Sununu took exactly the opposite point of view. He said that some Republicans, he mentioned DeSantis and Trump directly, have lost their moral compass. That's pretty strong words.
Yeah.
And he said he said specifically, this is not a territorial dispute, using the words that DeSantis used. He says it's a war against an innocent people. So this is shaping up to be a very important split right down the middle among the Republicans wanting to run for president.
It seems like the issues that are getting the most attention are domestic issues, the economy, a lot of the culture war type things. But when it comes to international politics, I mean, the U.S. definitely has a role and needs to respond.
Well, you know, you're right in pointing out that traditionally domestic politics play a much more important role than foreign policy. You know, for all the obvious reasons, Paul, that they affect people every day, Port Huron and everybody else. Ukraine does not affect folks. The price of gas does. The price of eggs does. What's happening in their schools and if their kids fall in behind, that worries people around the kitchen table every night. But this isn't a very important issue of principle. And it involves two, this split in the Republican Party mirrors a long-standing debate. This is not new. There's always been an isolationist wing in the Republican Party that has opposed foreign interventions. You go back to people like Senator Robert Taft running for president, presidential nomination in the 40s and 50s, Pat Buchanan, who ran for president several times. Very strong isolationist. That wing has always been there and was masked by anti-communism, Paul. And anti-communism sort of overrode the isolationist wing, but it's always been there. And the other wing of the party is the Ronald Reagan wing. Reagan talked about peace through strength. Someone like Sununu was saying very explicitly, said he was a Republican in the mold of Ronald Reagan. And DeSantis, even though he flew out to California and spoke to Ronald Reagan Library, is taking a very, very different view than the muscular foreign policy that was so clearly associated with Reagan during his 8 years in office.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if his position changes at all in the months ahead. Steve, always appreciate your analysis. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Good, Paul.
Bye-bye.